At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Hey, this is Ollie Gordon, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. I'm Alex Dunlap here with Cody Carpentier. And this show, of course, the Roster Watch podcast, is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Make sure to go to Underdog Fantasy, especially this week with the Super Bowl coming right up. They have all kinds of stuff, man. They got some like sweat-free tokens where you can get your money back in promo funds if your entry doesn't hit. They have all kinds of discounted entries and stuff this week. Coming up for the big game, we're going to have some of our picks up in the underdog in the player props cheat sheet this week that you can use. That thing has been hitting at 61% on the season. Just totally dialed in, man. Thanks to our pro members that make that possible and have continued to use that and profit off of it. But look, man, if you haven't signed up for Underdog yet, just go do it, man. You get a 50% deposit bonus of up to $1,000. And it's just going to give you so much extra action on the Super Bowl this weekend. So go and check that out. Of course, we're coming off the Senior Bowl still. Cody, you wanted to do a show today about winners and losers. So what do you got?
Winners and losers. I think first and foremost, the biggest winner, I think overall for fantasy football purposes, has to be Elijah Arroyo, the tight end from the Miami Hurricanes.
He goes by it's spelled like Arroyo. Like
you talk to him. So what did he say?
Like the Mexican word for the Spanish word for ditch, but he says it's pronounced Arroyo.
Arroyo.
So not Arroyo, Arroyo.
Arroyo. I like it. So he's going to be 22 years old here in about a month and a half. He's dealt with injuries at Miami. He was expected to come in like around that 235 pound marker. And he came in, I think, at 253 to the Senior Bowl, originally from Frisco, Texas. He had 650 yards his senior season of high school. And then he went into the to Miami and dealt with an injury, dealt with kind of just being in a room that was, gosh, who's a tight end that was there 2 years ago? Can't remember offhand. And then Cam McCormick, the ninth-year guy, transferred in. And then he finally had a season this year, 35 receptions, 7 touchdowns, and almost 600 yards. And Arroyo playing with Cam Ward kind of was brought to the forefront. And then he comes into the Senior Bowl, man. And he looked – I've always loved Mason Taylor, the tight end from LSU, who's got the blood, NFL bloodline. I've always really loved him. We expected to see Gunnar Helm there from Texas. And he didn't go. Harold Fannin was the tight end of the, you know, he was the Mackey Award winner this year from Bowling Green. And Arroyo, I think I just said it wrong again, but doesn't really matter. But
I think you got it right.
He was like miles ahead of both of those guys, in my opinion, as the week went on. It was like, yeah, Mason Taylor looked good in the red zone. Yeah, Harold Fannin looks like a good receiving tight end. He's a little slight of frame, a little goofy frame, but I thought his overall Elijah Arroyo was dominant, and he looked like your classic, you know, the helmet, you know, whatever the helmet thing's not exactly what I went to, but the Jimmy Graham, you know, like a Jason Witten, just one of these big, probably actually more athletic than Jason Witten, something big, like one of these big old school, not this new school 235, 240 pound Dalton Kincaid, Kyle Pitts situation, but like a big old school tight end. So I think Arroyo claimed and locked in that number three tight end spot in the class.
Yeah, it's like he's obviously just a massive winner, because if you look at the tight ends from this class, you know, you have Tyler Warren from Penn State, of course, who everybody knows. Everybody knows Colston Loveland from Michigan, both really good players, right? But then you had this,
to me, I was like, okay, at the top, is Mason Taylor ahead of – it feels like Warren's probably tight end one. If you watched football this season, you just know, you know, that's just – he gets all the – he wears that number 44 and he gets all the Dallas Clark comparisons. And so he's a super duper stud there at Penn State. And then, but Mason Taylor, Cody mentioned the NFL bloodlines, and you guys might not know this, but his dad is Jason Taylor and his mom is Zach Thomas's wife, or no, Zach Thomas's sister, not wife. So it's like, he's got the NFL all like the NFL on both sides and the total dog on both sides. And he's just, I remember at the SEC media days, Cody kind of getting to talk to him. He's also very smart and upstanding. And just a guy that's going to interview super teams are going to want Mason Taylor. Like they just, besides being a really good player and just being just an absolute, Elijah Arroyo is a unit. But Mason Taylor is also definitely a unit. NFL teams are just going to love, in addition to being a good player, he checks off every like intangible box that they would have, just a total dog whose dad's Jason Taylor and whose uncle is Zach Thomas and just grew up and just totally immersed in football. And so you're just thinking, all right, so there's them, there's Gunnar Helm from Texas. You mentioned Harold Fannin earlier, who's it's a good tight end class. And so whenever you talk about a guy like Arroyo elevating himself up to where now we're like, okay, is he up there with – is he ahead of now Mason Taylor? That's a massive win. And the reason why he looks so good, Cody, I think he weighs 258? I forgot what his exact weigh-in was.
Arroyo?
But, yeah.
I think it was 253, yeah.
He does not move like a 253-pound man. You mentioned these other guys, like these Evan Engram prototypes and stuff like that. He moves like one of these move tight ends, right? Mm-hmm. But he has the physicality and the body style and stuff to be an attached, just inline Y tight end, just a traditional looking tight end that can block. Who can block backside on duo and zone slice and split zone, fit guys up there in the B gap, just a super, super versatile player. But who can also catch, just really good ball skills, soft hands, big hands. I'm not sure that there was anybody this week that I didn't come in with any real high expectations for Elijah Arroyo. And you left there thinking that was one of the best players of the whole week of practice. So obviously just a massive winner there for him. I'd say for me, do you know what I think just as dynasty players? I think we're all winners in this class because of how awesome this running back crop is. We're all winners. And NFL teams are all going to be winners. Because it's like whenever you look at this group of running backs, and everybody knows about Ashton Jeanty from Boise State, and we all saw that this guy is some kind of weird cyborg, right? He's going to be the number one pick. Is Jeanty? I haven't done any dynasty. Yeah. I haven't done any super flex rookie drafts. Is this the thing where he's going to be going over Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward?
Yeah, he's consensus right now.
Okay, so. I mean, regardless of format, you're looking at the number one dynasty rookie 101, right? And Ashton Jeanty, he's from another planet. But then the more I've gotten to kind of watching some of these guys, and even before we talk about the senior bowlers, it's like I started watching yesterday, Omarion Hampton from UNC, and I'd seen him during the season and stuff. And like you recognize these guys from just the times you've seen him in games, but really putting that guy under a microscope. Do you have a comp on him yet, Cody? There was a super easy one that came to me and he wears the same number as him.
Who would you think? I don't know.
JT.
Oh, I wouldn't have went that direction. I'll be honest. I don't want to say the comp that I thought of when I watched him the first time.
Was it Adrian Peterson or something?
No, it was Isaiah Spiller, but this was like a year ago.
Yeah, that's well, what, just because of, because he can catch the ball better than JT.
Isaiah, I mean, yeah, but
watch the NC State game, and just like, it's, I mean, Omarion Hampton is a dude. He's an animal. Like, this guy would have been the cinch yeah. number one running back last year, and we've been talking about him up there with Bijan and Gibbs and stuff like that. If he could, like, he's incredible. His contact balance, his vision, his acceleration to the third levels, his top end speed, just like. He just reminds me a ton of JT, dude. And it's not, it's his body style. It's his running style, a total workhorse at the next level. And then you have like Travion, you have guys like Quinshon Judkins, both the dudes from Ohio State. Everybody loves Caleb Johnson from Iowa. You have Dylan Sampson that just would take over games for Tennessee at times last season in the SEC. Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State. That's just a year removed from everybody saying that was just that. I mean, if he'd have come out, you know, if it was possible for him to come out after, if he would have come out after last season, you would have thought, could this guy have been RB1? You know, just before like sort of a down year in 2024, and then, you know, then you have all the group at the Senior Bowl. Before we even start talking, you have like RJ Harvey from UCF, who I came out of there thinking this guy looks like a young Doug Martin. You have Jarquez Hunter, who I just absolutely love. I consider him to be kind of a professional running back, forward leaning prowler, like in the mold of a Blake Corum. You have Trevor Etienne, who was at the Senior Bowl, who was consistent throughout the course of the year, but against one of the best defenses in the country, Texas, he just wrecked them in the two times that he played those guys. We had Breshard Smith from SMU that comes in a little bit smaller at 195. 5'9", but showed off that he could just be just a multifaceted weapon that just has much more dynamism than I had ever expected. And then we haven't even talked about like Scataboo yet from Arizona State, who reminds me a ton of like James Conner. It was just as an all around stud guy. There's Jordan James from Oregon, Damian Martinez from Miami, who was at that game. You looked at me sometimes during it. You're like, dude, is Martinez one of the top two runners here? You know? And then, dude, and then we haven't even talked about Devin Neal, who from Kansas, who at least he's saying at the Senior Bowl that if he runs like he wants to at the combine, going to run sub 4.3 with just really, really good feet, good hands, an all around weapon. I mean, how many guys have I mentioned here?
If he runs in the 4.3s, you said like that was the rumor we heard was like sub 4.3. Like if he runs in the 4.3s at 220 pounds, we're going to be dealing with a little bit of a situation here.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them. Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Tanger Outlets, find hundreds of brands at unbeatable value. Save big on outerwear, must-have handbags, active essentials, classic favorites, footwear, and more up to 70% off. Shop Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. All the best brands, all on sale, every day. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Like, this dude's speed score is going to be 98th, 99th, 100th percentile if he weighs in at least, you know, at 219, 220 and runs in the 4.3s. Like, that's going to be off the wall, unexpected. But yeah, I think that that's the thing. That's the big takeaway from the Senior Bowl is, yeah, we talk about the tight end group. The tight end group is sick. But the running back group, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 deep and you're down to Devin Neal, Woody Marks potentially, depending on how you got it. Depending on how you slice it. Then you got the Delaware kid, Marcus Yarns, who
– Yarns.
There's good. There's a spot for that guy.
Quinn Allen from Syracuse is good, right?
I mean, your
Jaden Blue's probably going to be good. If
your favorite player there is Donovan Edwards, and we didn't even talk about him yet. So
Donovan Edwards. This is cover of NCAA 25 this season. And dude, what other shows do we have the dad of the reigning Senior Bowl defensive lineman of the week for the national team, Baron Sorrell, checking in. Good to see you, Barry.
He had a great week, Barry. It was fun to watch him grow through the week and take on, especially Emory Jones down there from LSU.
Cody and I were looking out for old Barry Sorrell. I think we saw Mama Sorrell a couple times wearing that jersey. I'm not sure that we saw Barry. We would have come up and said hello.
We would have.
But yeah, so yeah, I think just for us as dynasty players, man, we were all winners from this running back class. Now, where we're all losers is with this wide receiver class. They're bad,
brother. It's like, you know, it's a problem. And again, no disrespect to any of these guys. They're all grinding to make it. It just so happens to be that the class just isn't, you know, overly strong once you get out to the top. You know,
I'm not saying the guys at the top are bad. I'm just saying there's a good
half dozen dudes that we can really depend and say, we think these are going to be hits. And you know, that never happens. You never get 6 for 6 in the top 6 in every given class. But when we start to bring these guys in, I went through and shook up my rankings and adjusted these guys post Senior Bowl. And the first time I plugged somebody in from the Senior Bowl or for the Shrine Bowl was at 10. And that was Jalen Knoll. And he was the one guy, first snap to last snap of practice, 3 days, where we were consistently saying, all right, Jalen Knoll is the best receiver
here.
He's
awesome. Yeah, he's
good.
And
it was like our conversation, Alex, was more just to give the people like a view from behind, like a view of how the sausage was made as far as the All-Senior Bowl team. We're sitting there talking about, all right, should we run the wishbone and have one receiver like on this roster? Because it was like, who's going to be the other receiver?
And after a while, it became clear. Like you and I didn't even talk about it, but you put Jack Besh in there.
It was like Thursday at like midway through practice.
Yeah, right? We're just kind of like, man, Besh is the best receiver here. Yeah. He's a definite winner, Jack Besh from TCU. But I didn't mean to get you off topic.
No, that was the whole point, though. Like the whole point was that we pretty much everybody that we were talking to kind of pointed at Knoll. And there were some people that were on Higgins, Jaden Higgins, also from Iowa State. He grew on me as the week went by. I will say that. I like his pause. I like his body. Pause. But I think that Besh, as the week went on, grew the most on me. I think did the second best behind Knoll. And it was like Thursday, midday. So third day of practice. And finally, I just leaned over. I was like, is Jack Besh the second receiver, best receiver here? Because like, I wanted to see Jalen Royals prove and be that guy from Utah State, but we heard he was banged up even coming into the event. You wanted to see Xavier Restrepo do it. He didn't quite live up to our expectations. Tez Johnson, you know, here's the thing, Alex. The conversation I think that we need to figure out is this Tez Johnson thing, because we've went through this already with Tank. And
I think we have it right now.
To be honest with ourselves, Alex, we got the Tank thing right, that he was a star and a stud and able to play in the NFL. Back-to-back injuries, though, needs to be accounted for in that.
No, it's true. Yeah. I mean, but dude, if you drafted Tank Dell and Dynasty where we were telling you to, it's not like you've already gotten way more than what you expended as far as your Dynasty draft capital. You've already gotten it back. But it's something to say. It's like this guy's 10, you know, Tez Johnson from Oregon is like 10 pounds lighter than Tank. And I understand, like, if you were like the old alien comes down, right? We always talk about the old alien. He comes down and he goes to the week of practices and you ask him who the best wide receiver there is. He might say Tez Johnson, right? Depending on what he was looking for, I would say if he was at all the practices, he might say, well, they always just throw the football to Jack Besh. Like, it's just based on who's caught the most balls. Maybe it's him. But I would think that Tez Johnson on the other team, you'd think like, man, he's kind of made the most big plays and he's always getting open and stuff. But we told you guys coming into the Senior Bowl, we're like, these guys that they line up in the slot, they go up against the nickel corners, they get the option routes. If they're anywhere worth their salt, they're always getting open. They're always getting open in one-on-ones, and it can be so deceptive. And that's why we had to just dig in so hard about Tank Dell and say, all right, is he DeSean Jackson?
Kevontae Turpin.
Turpin, or, you know, KJ Hamler, or you know what I mean? Or you know what I'm saying? Who's Calvin Austin? Is it like this? Right. And we're like, no, Tank is, you know, Tank's just different. He's built different. I'm not sure. I don't come out of this with the same evaluation on Tez Johnson. I think he can be good. I think he can be a good piece of a team, but to me, he's more Tutu Atwell than he is Tank Dell. But I certainly think he had a good week of practice. And I think he's probably, he's among the top like 3-4 wide receivers at the Senior Bowl this year. I don't think he was necessarily a giant like loser, right? I just think we're all kind of losers as far as people who are wide receiver needy in Dynasty this season. You're gonna need to get like a Travis Hunter or a Luther Burden or a Ted McMillan, and then even after that, I'm not 100% sold on Emeka Nbuka or Matthew Golden or Trey Harris or Torrey Horton or Bond or really any of these guys. I'm not 100, I think there's only three that I feel like are the kind of the big three at the top. Whereas with running back, I don't even know when it stops, where I stop kind of really just coveting these guys and wanting them on my dynasty teams.
I mean, I think that running back position, you can get down, I get down to like Yarns and Kiner.
That's like running back 20, Cody.
Corey Kiner from Cincinnati, who's the Shrine Bowl, who's with Taj Brooks, who just had a back-to-back 1,500-yard seasons at Texas Tech, who's my 19th ranked running back.
Yeah.
Corey Kiner, Marcus Yarns, we talked about a minute ago. And then I'm like, that's probably where I cut it off. And then I look down and I'm like, yeah, but Donovan Edwards.
Yeah.
All right, Rocket Sanders, Jaquindon Jackson, Phil Maffa. Like 225 pound backs that like
I have interest in all those guys, even Maffa.
It doesn't take a lot for your brain to go, look what guys like Jonas Gray did. Look what guys like LeGarrette Blount did in the NFL for you in fantasy. It's like a wild kind of thing to think through with the running back position, and it's gonna make it tough, I think, through the whole rookie draft dynasty process. The one thing I want to say for loser, though, for me personally, is quarterback. And I'll make it short in just this, that you've obviously been to 14 Senior Bowls. I've been to 4. And this was a group that I was maybe the most excited to see of all the groups that I've seen. And that includes last year's Bo Nix and Michael Penix, who was underwhelming.
Yeah. I mean, this, we got to remember that. Like, Nix didn't look like he was going to come in and do that this year.
Neither one did. And if you told me Penix would have been a top 10 pick, I wouldn't have believed you any part through that process. But what we saw this last week with Dylan Gabriel, who had a very poor warm-up on Tuesday morning, and then he all of a sudden in team looked great, and then it went downhill from there. Then you had Jackson Dart, who it felt like we were just sitting in there like on eggshells. We're just like, all right,
come on, give it to us, Dart.
Yeah. Is he going to open it up?
Give me something.
Is he going to open it up? Are they going to let this guy put the ball 60 yards downfield on a dime? And they just never did it. And he just seemed like, to me, like he has that lackadaisical energy. And again, for like a similar to a guy like Quinn Ewers from Texas, where I don't think it's a bad thing in general, but I think when you're going to the NFL, it could be viewed as a bad thing. It's just a different way of leading, less, you know, overpoweringly vocal. Jalen Milroe, I'm pretty much out on that situation.
Yes.
And I think as we move forward towards the combine, I'm pretty much good on all three of those guys. I expect Quinn to have a good showing at the combine. What's Will Howard going to be? I didn't even bring up Riley Leonard, who was at the Senior Bowl, because I just, I think that another big loss is the quarterback position, which we kind of knew already. But I just think I was hoping. I had hope for it. Because we already knew this receiver class was going to be underwhelming. We knew the quarterback class was going to be underwhelming. But this event kind of just like reminded you, yeah, you're right. This quarterback class is going to, you know, it's going to be a fart sound effect. The receiver class is going to have a couple of splashes. But this is predominantly going to be running back heavy and tight end heavy in all your dynasty rookie drafts.
One question. Dynasty Superflex League, okay? Who would you rather have, Jalen Milroe, or coming off a dazzling victory to lose the New England Patriots, the number one overall pick in the draft, Bazooka Joe Milton?
Give me Joe Milton.
Bazooka Joe.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.